Welcome to Meditate with the Mystics. My name is Amy Edelstein. In this meditation, we'll be guided by Tibetan Master Lama Yeshe. We are seeking freedom, liberation. What kind of liberation are we seeking? We need to somehow conquer the ego, conquer our ego problems, desire problems, grasping problems, depression problems, anxiety problems, emotional problems, hatred problems. I hope I've mentioned enough problems. These problems have to be eradicated and conquered. Think about this very simple thing. As human beings, we are responsible for our body, our speech, and our mind. These three things are our business besides our job. Buddhism is very simple, very down to earth. It says that as human beings, we are responsible for our body, speech, and mind. If you can subdue these three things, then everything is easy. If you can't make these three things easy, then everything becomes crazy. I will tell you a story. When Atisha came to bring Buddhism to Tibet, one Tibetan meditator welcomed Atisha and told him that he used to do strong one-pointed meditation. Atisha said, "That's a bad action, give it up." The meditator thought, "Maybe I should teach other people Dharma instead." But Atisha told him, "That is a bad action. Give it up." Then the meditator didn't know what to do. He was already confused. He thought, "Sometimes meditate and sometimes give teachings?" Atisha said, "That is also a bad action. You should give it up." Then the meditator gave up and said, "What should I do?" Atisha said, "Give up grasping after this life's pleasures. That's what you should do." What Atisha really means when he says that all these religious actions were bad and should be given up is that you should give up the negative thoughts and concepts that make you miserable, the ones that we cling to and grasp after, so that we become only concerned with worldly pleasure. That has to be given up. Then there is the light of Dharma. As the meditation begins, let go into yourself. Let go of judgments of yourself. Let go of grasping after any experience, however noble it may seem. Let go of grasping after the good meditation. Let go of judging about having the bad meditation. Simply let go and allow yourself to be with reality as it is, and with self as it is. any desire that arises in your mind of what you need to do, need to experience, need to attain, need to perfect, need to let go of, need to transcend, need to develop beyond. Simply let those desires and aspirations be, and let go, allowing yourself to drop into a deeper part of yourself, unrelated and unattached to any of them, however noble or however frightening they may be. Allow the immediacy of detachment to overwhelm your experience. And allow the momentum of attachment to continue on its own without your involvement or without your effort to try to make it stop. Experience a peace and an ease and a humility and a wonder that comes from allowing ourselves to identify with a deeper source of self than the movement of the mind in the momentum of our desires. In the words of Lama Yeshe, we are seeking freedom, liberation. What kind of liberation are we seeking? We need to somehow conquer the ego. Ego problems, desire problems, grasping problems, depression problems, anxiety problems, emotional problems, hatred problems. I hope I've mentioned enough problems. These problems have to be eradicated, conquered. Think about this very simple thing. As human beings, we're responsible for our body, our speech, and our mind. These three things are our business besides our job. Buddhism is very simple, very down to earth. It says that as human beings, we are responsible for our body, speech, and mind. If you can subdue these three things, then everything is easy. If you can't make these things easy, then everything becomes crazy. I will tell you a story. When Atisha came to bring Buddhism to Tibet, one Tibetan meditator welcomed Atisha and told him that he used to do strong, one-pointed meditation. Atisha said, "That's a bad action. Give it up." This meditator then thought, "Maybe I should teach other people Dharma instead." But Atisha told him, That is a bad action. Give it up. Then the meditator didn't know what to do. He was already confused. He thought maybe sometimes meditate and sometimes give teachings. A teacher said, that is also a bad action. You should give it up. Then he gave up and said, what should I do? A teacher said, give up grasping after this life's pleasures. That is what you should do. What a teacher really meant when he said that all those religious actions were bad and should be given up is that you should give up negative thoughts and concepts that make you miserable, the ones that you cling to and make you grasp after worldly pleasures. That is what has to be given up. Then there is the light of Dharma. As we bring this meditation to a close, allow the light of Dharma to fill your being and allow it to flow out of your being and grace the whole world.